Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a blessing it is every day to be able to open the Word of the Living God. I sometimes think about the idea of just being able to study the Bible and learn about God, knowing that there'll be a day that we'll stand before Him. And when we've given our life to Jesus Christ, His Son, who died on the cross for our sins, the promise is that we will have eternal life with God in heaven. And as a preview, we get to study His Word. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for Your Word. We do realize it's a preview of things to come. And so I just again am so grateful to You that we have this opportunity to study Your Word. I pray, Lord, that our time with You today will be a blessing to You and a blessing to us as You teach us what You want us to know. We ask You again by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth as we learn today. We just want to bless You again, Lord, and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, If Jesus Was Not a Malefactor, is taken from the book of John, chapter 18, and verse 30. John the Apostle wrote how the high priest and officers led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, What accusation bring you against this man? And in chapter 18 and verse 30 of his book, John shared how Jesus' accusers said, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto you. Where we read, They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto you. The verse reads, They answered and said unto him. John began with the words, they answered, which means the religious leaders responded and began to speak and said unto him, or and uttered, declared, and proclaimed to Pilate the following words. John shared how the high priest and others who were accusing Jesus began to respond to Pilate's question with their next words. The verse goes on to say, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto you. John continued with the words, If he were not a malefactor, or whether and in case he, Jesus, did not exist as an evildoer or criminal, we would not have delivered him up, which means we, the high priest, and those with them, would in no way or manner betray, surrender, yield, transmit, or entrust him, Jesus, unto you, or toward you, Pilate. John shared how the Jewish religious leaders told Pilate they would not have surrendered or entrusted Jesus to him if he was not a criminal. When we consider John's words in this verse, we discover the religious leaders' answer to Pilate's question concerning Jesus. Though Jesus had done nothing wrong, these wicked men decided he was a criminal. Jesus endured all these things so people could be saved from their sins and have a personal relationship with His Father God. God loves people. And even when they violate His law and should die for their own sins, He sent His Son Jesus to be their personal Savior and Lord. Anyone who surrenders their life to Jesus will be saved. And all others will be left to defend for their own violations against him. Next time, we see John share how Pilate told the accusers, Take you him according to your law. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.